Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How do you build a business that you love, not hate? Now, having been in the fitness industry 24 years this year, I come across a lot of coaches that are unfulfilled and unhappy with their business. And I'm not going to lie, I've had a long career so far, and there have been times where I'm unfulfilled and unhappy, but not for long. And there are things that I've done to change my unfulfillment at any given part. So number one, and I want you to comment below points one, two, I think I've got six here. Tell me which one relates to you the most. But point number one is really important. I've always studied, right? And point number one is really, really important relative to a lot of the coaches that I speak to. You start trying to build your business and you forget about your coaching knowledge and skills. Focus on your skills and knowledge to keep clients and help them get better results. You see, you start to not like your business when your clients aren't getting results and clients are leaving. You start thinking, what's wrong? I'm doing everything I can. My clients are leaving. To love your business, it's loving your clients. And to love your clients is about investing your time and your knowledge to get better. Because you keep clients longer, your retention will go through the roof and you'll get better results. And clients will be so grateful for the work that you're doing with them. I find a lot of coaches lose fulfillment in their business purely because they're focusing on growing the numbers, growing the clients, but they're not actually able to keep their clients. They're not able to get great results. So number one is focus on your skills and your knowledge. Even if you're working with a business mentor or a business coach, you're studying business and marketing, you still should be dedicating time to learning your craft, because when you learn more, you're more inspired, more energized, and your clients are loving it and you're a lot more fulfilled. Number two, build systems into your business that help with efficiency. A lot of coaches end up hating their business because they are run ragged. As you're trying to build your business, you need to think about efficiency. There's a lot of things within your business on a day-to-day basis that you don't need to be doing anywhere near as much as. Anything that you repeat, you record and you add in a library. So whenever a client asks you a question, you can send them a link to a video. You end up loathing your business, being frustrated by your business because you're sitting there on your laptop, typing, answering the same questions. You're just absolutely screwed for time. When a client joins your coaching program, the whole onboarding process, it's so manual. It's manual. All this manual work that you're doing in your business, or all of the repetitive work that you're doing in your business, means you just killing yourself hours after hours after hours doing the same thing. You can systemize your business. You could automate a lot of your business and build systems into your business that make things more efficient. Therefore, you're spending less time doing the inefficient work. Okay. Number three, block out things in the day that you love. Now, I go to the gym between 9:15 and 9:30 every day, and I get home about 11:30, 12:30. That is time that's really important to me. When I've trained and I've enjoyed my training and I come home and I'm ready, I get up in the morning, I do work, and then I go to the gym. I'm unfulfilled and I start getting stressed with my business when my training gets impacted, when I'm not able to go to the gym and do the stuff that I love. So my advice to you is to build a business you love rather than loathe, is to make sure that you block out the stuff that you want to do. Now, if you're somebody on a Wednesday afternoon that wants to spend time with your loved one, kids and family, put it in your diary. Block it out. You see, to be successful, you don't have to be working from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. If you love working that amount of time, crack on. Like, I work a lot of hours, but I will not have the stuff that I want to do interrupted by adding in my calendar and it's not being blocked out. Number four is plan your day the night before. You may have heard this over and over again from business coaches, and advisors to you. But one of the reasons why coaches do not like their business is because they're procrastinating. Your days become long and they're unfulfilled and you're doing so much in a day-to-day, wasting time. Whereas if you map out the day before, you get up inspired, energized, you know the things you got to get done, you tick the box, done. Trust me, coaches do not enjoy a business that is not structured. And if you're feeling unfulfilled and you're loathing your business right now, it's more than likely that you're procrastinating a lot, wasting a lot of time, and getting very frustrated with your business. Number five, this is an important one. A lot of coaches don't enjoy their business because they're not getting paid. You'll be quite surprised if you put your prices up or you start charging more and people start paying it, how much more rewarded you feel. If people are not paying you
enough and you are not putting your price up enough, then you become very unfulfilled and you feel like the world's not helping you out here. You got to help you. And one of the ways to build a business that you love is to get paid very, very well for having that business. Unfortunately, a lot of coaches get paid very poorly because they're not prepared to charge appropriately for the work that they do. So you got to charge appropriately. And finally, you got to hire people. The money you're earning, I say in the early days, still today for me, the money that I make, a good percentage of what we make goes into hiring the right people. And when we hire the right people to do the right work, then it enables me to focus on the stuff that I love doing. You know, in the early days, you hire an admin to do some of the tasks that you don't want to do and they're inspired to do. And then eventually you'll hire a coach. I've always said this, you know, you don't want to go past 50 clients. When you get to 50 clients, you become a leader and then you hire somebody to help you. So you're able to do the things you love. You're able to market the business, grow the business, spend time with your family. You know, still work as much as you want to do in the business, but then you delegate some of the tasks with the money that you make. You know, you are able to build the business that you want rather than the business building you into somebody that doesn't enjoy their life. So focus on skills and knowledge to retain your clients, get results, build systems to help with efficiency, block out time to do the things that you love, plan your day the night before to avoid procrastination, put your prices up so that you are rewarded for the work that you do, and finally, hire people as you grow because then you'll be able to focus on the things you love. So 6 points there. Hope you found them helpful. As always, make sure you click the link in the description if you want any help building your coaching business with myself and my team. And click like and subscribe. And if you're on Instagram, just drop me a message or share the podcast on your stories. Help more coaches find us. But for now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.